When I was a kid, my wife's battled with it, my younger son's battled with it, my daughter's battled with it to the point of where she was contemplating suicide. And she had a hard life for the ones that wasn't here last time I was here. She gave her little testimony. I mean, imagine being anywhere from 2 to 16 years old and being put in a hole and not being able to eat by your biological father. So if anybody really had a reason to kill themselves, it would have been her. But you know what? God prevailed, and she's on fire for Jesus Christ right now. But she is at a Camp Marie with her adventure crew that's attached to the Boy Scouts. So I told her to go to that because it is important for her to fellowship with other people, especially when I can send a Christian out to some of the centers. So she's fellowship with them. So pray for her as she goes. She's probably getting wet about right now because it's supposed to be raining where they're at. If y'all turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. God has put something on my heart tonight. And the title, if I was going to give a title to this sermon, it would be, Revival Does Not Start With an Evangelist Come Up, But It Starts Inside Yourself With Your Heart. Or we could just say, the revival starts in your heart. There's a few things in Acts I want to bring out. And Ezekiel too. I'm going to read Acts, some of Acts first. You have to forgive me. God blessed me with a new tablet that was only $48, and I'm turning it because I broke my other one, and then it got lost. I hope somebody stole it that way, and they could just read all the word that was on it. And on Acts chapter 2, see, like that, don't you, Paul? I did that within 45 minutes at the hotel. It'll be better next time. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were one accord in one place. Tell you what, God just said, I forgot to do something. God, forgive me. Bow your heads. Lord God, I come to you right now. Lord God, we thank you for the fresh anointing that you already gave to us tonight. Lord God, we thank you for the people that's already ready delivered right now and already healed. Lord God, but you said we got to have some meat. Lord God, I can't live this place without giving these people of God some meat tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your opportunity to be at Coldwater Worship Center with my friends once again. Lord God, I thank you for this first revival that you gave me, Lord God. And Lord God, as I start to preach, Lord God, and you've already done it, I ask you to come into me again, Lord God. Lord God, let these words be you preaching to them and not me. For I am just a merely vessel, Lord God, that's used for your glory, to glorify your kingdom and glorify you, Lord. Lord God, I thank you again, Lord God, for everything you're going to do in this little small revival, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to send them the sick. I ask you to send them the diseased. I ask you to send them the sinners, the drunkards, the prostitutes. Lord God, if they need you, just send them into these doors, Lord God. Don't let them walk, but let them run to this little revival to see this tall old man right now, Lord God. Just let them say, I want to go see that crazy evangelist. I don't know what's going on there. But let's send them down where they can be healed, Lord God. Send them down where they can be delivered, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your opportunity, Lord God, to assemble together with the saints once again, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we pray this in your mighty name, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. In Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place of one accord. I'm not talking about that. I didn't have y'all stand because I'm going to do something a little bit different. We're going to hit different scriptures because I kind of want to get through the whole chapter of Acts tonight. Of 2, not the whole books. Just chapter 2 as fast as I can. They were in one accord. This is about 50 days after Jesus Christ. See how God works? This is what happened last week. Jesus was. But let's fast forward to 50 days after Jesus was resurrected. They were all in one house and one accord. So that means their hearts were ready to be revived. They were already ready to have revival in their hearts. They were expecting something when they came in that upper room. Well, tonight at Coldwater Worship Center, on the way up here, me and my wife got a little bit happy in the car. I think she started to close her eyes because I felt her swerve off the road a little because my eyes were closed. But God protected us. It's okay. It is in His Spirit. But let me tell you something. There is something about to stir in Coldwater Worship Center you have never seen before. I really believe the little thing that I'm praying for. Yeah, I'm going to call them little. They'll be good to you, but they're little to me. Because I really think we're going to start seeing arms grow back. Legs grow back. Pastor has to die. Because I'm telling you, Pastor Arnold was here. He's already told you, I know I'm ordained for that. And I'm ordained to die. And each and every Christian has the power to command to die. I command AIDS to die. I tell you, if God said it's not in your body, for He prosper. Let me tell you something today. If you're not in one accord with Jesus, if you're not in one accord with Jesus, what I'm about to talk about will not affect you. I hate it won't affect you, and I know it will be a little hard, but I hate it won't affect you because there's something that he poured out in that upper room that night. Something that he poured out in that upper room that night. Something that was fresh. Something that was new. Something because Jesus died and he was rose on the third day by his Father. Something that we had to have to do the works of Jesus. But we cannot do it in the old ways. We had to do it in the new covenant. But let me tell you, that gave me the power to lay on hands. That gave me the power to tell Jesus to die. That gave me the power to tell people, oh, you are forgiven for the grace of God. That gave me the power to help people who were beggars, to help people who needed it. Oh, I know sometimes we'll go past one of those that are on the street, and we'll see us, I know, if I gave them money, they just go and give alcohol. Tell you what, that's not your business. Your business is heaven. Because you are a child of God. Because God said, do this to the least of these. And one thing that I've learned, if I'm walking in what I'm fixing to talk about, those things that Jesus did are a lot easier for me to do. Because this old flesh don't want to do it. This old flesh don't want to give no money. This old flesh don't want to have to do something that I don't think I should do. But let me tell you something. When I'm in this thing that they got in the upper room, I know I got to lay on hands on people. My voice may be starting to go. The devil started this last week. It would go in, it would go out, and it started again today. But you know what? I don't care if I got to preach it silently, but God will start giving me silent language. I do not care anymore. The devil has to stop the attack on Coldwater Worship Center tonight. And suddenly there came a sound of heaven, a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where we were sitting. Let me tell you something, that was a small rushing wind we had earlier. That was just a little small rushing wind. That was God saying, see what I can do when you're in one accord? That was God saying, see what I can do? Let me tell you something, when you all get in one accord, now I don't mean the visitors or people that are not with God, but the ones that are truly seeking and fasting and looking for God, God said, where two or three together, he'll be there. Yes. And the ones that are truly fasting and seeking God, you won't be able to see or hear or smell the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit come up in this place. Yes. Yeah, I came to the altar and I started worshiping. That's something y'all see me do every night. I do that. I told y'all to start doing it. Here, I go get on you. I told y'all to start doing it. I just heard me tell this sister right here. She's the key to tomorrow. It's not me, it's her. But it just takes one person stepping out and saying, you know what, I'm going to do what God tells me to do today. Yes. But I can't do that without something that lives inside me, Brother Leroy. Yeah. I can't do that without something that lives inside me. I'm going to tell you so bad what it is, but I got to go on some more. So there was a mighty rushing wind that came in the upper room that day. And it filled the house where they were sitting. You know, I believe they were all sitting at that point, because it says it. But when that mighty rush of wind really hit the true believers, yes, I think they started to shout.
Yes.
And they were all filled. They all filled.
All filled.
Did you notice it didn't say one or two? Do you realize how many were there? Over 3,000 people were there in the upper room.
Amen.
Over probably, because I believe there's some of them that didn't believe because of what it says later. But over 3,000 people were up there. It said all were filled with the Holy Ghost. There's something that the devil has lied to many Christians saying, oh, you can't have it. You got to earn it. You got to work to it. There is doctrines out there that will tell you that you got to work to get to heaven. Let me tell you something. God said all I did was die on the cross and was rose on the third day for you to be saved. If you believe in me, you shall have eternal life. All we got to do is confess with our mouth that we are sinners. Confess that we believe that God, Jesus was the one that died on the cross and rose on the third day, and he was my Savior. Then I am saved. And let me tell you something. While I'm telling you about this Holy Spirit tonight, because I feel each and every one of you somehow will play a part in the next 2 days. Because I said, God, whoever needs to play the next part of 2 days, let them be the ones that's there Friday night. Let them be the ones. Ordain who you need there to hear this message tonight. I believe he honored that tonight. I didn't expect a big crowd tonight. I did it. I told my wife, there won't be many because that's what I prayed for. I prayed for the ones that needed to be there. Whether if you see a lot of people coming, whether it's you to lay hands on them or you to help me pray, you're there to help me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. can speak in tongues. Oh, let me tell you something. The churches that tell you speaking in tongues is wrong. That is straight out of the Bible in the first church. Yes. This was the gathering together of the first church. Yes. It wasn't where they went in the temple to worship, or wasn't where the one man had to go in the holies. The holies had to be completely 100% without sin, or he died, was pulled out by a rope. But this is when Jesus came back and gave us something. He started to pour out something upon them that day that I thought, that I believe in my heart, that is just the beginning of a revival. It's just the beginning. Smith Wigglesworth, y'all hear me talk about him a lot, had it. R.W. Shamrock had it. I'm telling you tonight, I got it because I believe in everything in me, that the Holy Spirit is full in me, and I'm on fire right now for Jesus. And this is just the beginning of this ministry, and this is just the beginning of our relationship together as a church and evangelist. And I'm telling you today,
saints, God is not through with this church. If God is telling you that you're done in ministry, and if you're running from your call, you need to run to these altars right now as I preach and say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've forsaken the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry I've forsaken your guidance.
Oh, see, that was just not just healing. And that was just not laying on hands.
That was just not like casting out demons with the Holy Spirit. But there was comfort that came with it. There was fire that came with it. There was guidance that came with it. There was light that came with it. Oh, yes, there was many things. And see, all these other weapons that we're supposed to fight against the devil, we got to have the Holy Spirit in us and then fire on us to get through the battles. Because let me tell you something. When you say, I'm a Christian, the devil's going to say, you know, I got an arrow to you right now, brother. I got a target to you right now. But let me tell you something. When he realizes who you are in God, when you start to be a king and a lord, he is just an angel that fell from heaven. You are kings. You are lords in the sight of God if you truly believe. You have the power to tell him to leave. It says if you, oh Lord Jesus, if you resist the wiles of the devil, he has to flee. Well, I want to get to the point that he don't just flee from me, that he runs from me. And there was a dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews and devoted men, and out of every nation. See, there was not just one denomination there. There was not just one person there. There was not just one race there. But there was all races there. For sister, I see your congregation about to change in my spirit right now. I see there are going to be black people. There are going to be Asian people. There are going to be Mexican people. Y'all just got to love on them when they come in, or they won't stay. Because y'all tell me he's about to change some stuff here. I've already told her that. I'm going to tell you he's about to change something. And it's going to be great if y'all just go with what God has to change.
Yes. Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to preach when the Spirit's flowing so hard because you've got so many things flowing into you. You can't hardly stand up. You can't hardly talk.
Yes. Amen.
Paul, you know what I mean, don't you, brother? And now there was a noise abroad. The multitude came together and were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language.
Amen.
Do y'all realize that was a miracle right there? I mean, I was speaking a different tongue, and he heard me speaking in Hispanic, and he heard me speaking English, and he heard me speaking Chinese. And I mean, that is just phenomenal to me.
Yes.
Believe me, I took Spanish classes. They're hard. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, all these which speak, Galatians. Oh, I'm glad somebody says, you know what? Y'all the Pentecostal church down there. Y'all speaking those tongues. I sure do. Let me lay hands on you. Let me give you some of this fire. Let me give you some of this anointing I have. Let me show you what it's about. I was in the hotel today, and I don't know how this woman believes, but she was like, oh, my wings. I'm so scared. I'm so nervous. I just walked into her like this really wants her. God, give her comfort right now. And I was like, y'all know how loud I'm in here? I'm loud like that everywhere. I'm on my feet, I gotta be loud. So I walked up and said, hey, honey, if Brian may come up here and talk to you about how they do weddings and stuff, because she was stressed out. I told her to come and talk to you, but I prayed for her in the hallway. Oh, he goes, I think she'll be used to it by now. Or it's getting worse, which is great. I like it when it gets worse. And now here, where every man in their own tongues, where they were born. Athens, and I may get some of these names wrong, but I'm going to try my best. Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Pastatium, and in Judah, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Capria, Kampala, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, and Crean, and strangers of Rome. Strangers! They didn't even belong there. They were there. Which I think the strangers were the unbelievers. That's just something I think. I don't know why. Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Abrams, where do you hear them speak in your own tongues the wonderful works of God? And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying to one another, what does this mean? See, sometimes as Christians, we'll come up here and we'll get our healing. We'll lay hands on you. You'll pray. We'll pray for you. And as soon as, not even before you walk out the door, as soon as you turn around, even being a Christian, you're already going, I'm already in pain. I'm still hurting. My heart still hurts. My chest still hurts. Let me tell you what you're doing. You're letting the devil get down in you right there. And if you do that, you have just bought your miracle that you just got prayed for. That's what I believe in my spirit. That's what God laid in my spirit. And I'm going to go with it. If you do that, you block your own miracle. It's not the pastor. It's not Brother Leroy. It's Pastor Susan or Paul or anybody else that prays for you. If it's just one other person out there, it's just a fisher of men. Amen. It's not always them. One thing that will block this Holy Spirit and will block your prayer life is sin. Don't act like Christians don't every now and then sin. Because God said, if you have occasion to sin, have repentance. Our problem is we're too embarrassed to repent.
Amen.
But we cannot do the works of God if we're not holy and we're not righteous and we're not walking in the light. If we're not walking in the Holy Spirit, I'll never be too close to righteousness. I want to be just like Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus is my idol. Jesus is my superhero.
Yes.
Jesus is my leader of my family. Yes, I may tell my wife certain things to do because the Bible tells me I have to, but I am led by God.
Yes,
let me tell you something else. God said, if you're in a relationship that is unequally yoked,
amen,
and the Holy Spirit is not in it, it's not going to work.
Yes.
Either you've got to get in the world or he's got to get in God.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're in a relationship, and I'm going to say this, and I know we're live on Facebook, but if you're in a gay or a lesbian relationship, it is not of God.
Amen.
You can dislike me, you can unfree me, but I don't care. It's a sin, it's a sin.
Yes.
Just as adultery, just as fornication.
Yes.
It does not matter if sin is a sin. If I do something, I'm just as guilty as them. But I cannot walk in a perfect way unless I am walking on a daily walk with Jesus. I got to get up every morning and say, God, I know I got stuff to do today, but today's your day. Today's your day. You put me where you want to put me. Let my flesh die today, God. Let my flesh die today.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
See, that's what these guys already knew. But you know what? They had naysayers, just like Jesus had when he came back.
Amen.
Doubting Thomas did the same thing these guys did.
Amen.
Others mocked them and said, these men are full of new wine. New wine. I mean, there ain't no new wine. It was already the wine that was already promised to us. It was a wine that's best than any other addiction wine in the world.
Yes,
I'm telling you, Brother Leroy,
yes,
once you get a hold of it,
yes,
you're not going to let it go.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't want to be a sometimes Christian. I don't want to be a sometimes minister. I want to be an all-time Christian. I want to be on fire for God. I want to set fire for God that when I walk past somebody, just like Paul did, my shadow starts to heal them. I want to be that anointed. I pray to God to be that anointed. So when I walk by you one day and your pain's gone, please let me know because I want to know I got to that place.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And it shall came to pass in the last But Peter's standing up with the 11. See, Peter knew something. Peter's like, you know what? I got to be bold right now.
Yes.
I got to be bold right now because these guys are saying this is not true. How many of us shy away from the conversation about speaking in tongues?
Amen.
Woo! I feel some toes being stepped on right now.
Yes.
You go to this church, you should be proud of it.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
You speak in tongues, you should be proud of it.
Yes, amen.
If you don't know what it really is, then maybe you need to study. See, I like being under the evangelist. I can preach hard and not have to worry about nobody saying nothing. They just go to hurt.
Amen.
And she'll just say, go read your Bible like he's saying. Yeah, that's my call. Then I'll pray for him.
Yes.
But Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice. See, he lifts up his voice. He didn't go, "Man, they're talking about us. I don't know if he's saying it." But no, he said, "Hey, guys, they are not drunk, for it's only the third hour of the day." By standing up with 11, lifted his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judah, ye shall dwell at Jerusalem, and be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." Listen to me clearly, he said. "Hearken to my words, for these are not drunk, as ye suppose, seeing but it's only the third hour of the day. But this which you have spoken by the prophet Joel." How many of y'all know what the prophet Joel says, but Brother Leroy and Susan and Paul? How many of y'all know what he says? Prophet Joel talked about and prophesied about. Here we go. If you already look at your Bible, you surely know. "And it shall come to pass in the last days." What are we living in right now? "Saith God, I will pour." He didn't say sprinkle or tinkle or whatever you want to call it. He said pour. When I think about something, when I pour me a glass of tea, I go, "Oh yeah." You know what? I want to pour that glass of tea where it's overflowing. And that's what I think he's doing right now. He's about to get ready for a revival in this land. If you don't get on the boat, you're going to get left behind. It's just like Noah said. He stood out there and said, "Hey, the flood's coming. Hey, heed to God's call. Heed to God's call. The flood's coming." Well, I'm telling you today, the flood of the Holy Spirit is coming. The flood of the Holy Spirit is coming. If you do not heed to God's call and get on the right path with God, I don't care if you call yourself a Christian right now and you're not on the right walls, you don't have a personal talking where you talk back and forth to God right now, relationship, you're not on the right path. If you're just coming to the church, sitting on the pews, if you just come here just because somebody told you to, I would tell you today, God's calling out to you. Yeah, I know it's me preaching, but this is what was in my spirit for a week right now, that today is the day of a revival. Today is the day that you take your hearts and you renew each and every one of your hearts. Depression, let me tell you something. When you have a renewed heart and you have the Holy Spirit in you, that stuff can't stay.
Yes, amen.
It can't stay.
Amen.
The only time that stuff stays is when we let it. Amen. When we do something that we shouldn't do as Christians, and we let it get back into us, that gives a door open for the devil to get in our lives. Oh, he's not looking for a big wide open door like, "God, I don't love you no more." He's not looking for that. What this demonic spirit called the devil was looking for, that was a fallen angel, he's looking for a little bitty crack, a little bitty hole, just to weave and see himself in. I'm telling you, once you devour on your faith, he'll slither right in. I'd much rather a child pray for me than some adults. Because they are full of faith, and I believe they're full of the Holy Spirit until the age of accountability.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Y'all give Jesus some praise on a Friday night.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Not just chosen ones. Not just the anointed ones, not the ones that's called to deliver my message to the men and women of Judea or Africa or in Coldwater Worship Center, but all flesh, all flesh, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Chinese, whether you're Mexican, whether you're Asian, whether you're African, I don't care. The Bible says the Holy Spirit is for you too. I want you to come and worship with us. I want you to come and sing with us. I want you to come and get in these waters. I don't care if you're in India. I don't care if you're wherever you're at right now. If you're on Facebook, I want you to lift your hands and start to thank God for his fresh anointing that he's about to give you right now. He's about to pour out something that you cannot contain, you cannot hold, that you cannot shut in your bones no more. But people are going to start calling y'all Jesus freaks. People are going to start calling y'all crazy. I want to be called crazy, Sister Susan. I want to be called Jesus freak. I want to be called something that is of God. If it glorifies my God, I'm for it. I don't care what you call me. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Amen.
But you know what? One thing I like to be called is a man of God.
Yes.
I know I got the title of evangelist or minister or
whatever you want to call it, but I like being called the man of God.
Amen.
That means more to me than anything else. My best friend, one of my friends that was at Walmart with me that quit and told me, God's about to tell the news of my life. You need to leave. I had 300 people tell me that at Walmart when I was there. And I finally listened to the third one. And he may be here tomorrow night, which is already. And one thing I learned is I should listen to God the first time. Even my wife was saying, when are you going to leave that evil place? When are you going to get out of there? God's got more for you. But I was so thought in my head that I was doing the right thing because I was providing for my family. I was working hard. I was struggling. I was fighting to make ends meet. But you know what I realized? I was doing it in my flesh. I wasn't doing it with the Spirit that was poured inside me. I wasn't doing it with the Spirit that was poured upon me that they were poured upon in the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
I learned that day. I said, God, I'm going to lay my keys down. I'm going to walk out. I want to go back to school. I want to do things for you. I know you're going to open doors. I went from a job from there to a job I was at to work Saturdays. I didn't work no more Sundays. I said, God, I'm not leaving. I didn't work no more Sundays. He said, I'll give you a job no more Sundays. Well, you know what I should have asked for? I should have asked for no more weekends. But guess what? God honored that. And then I said, God, I need something else where I can do the evangelism for me. Then he gave me a job in October 31st that got me on Friday, Saturday, and Monday. I mean, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Don't tell me that ain't God.
Yeah.
But I had to do what God told me to do first in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't start pulling people from the altars and getting y'all to move, y'all would never see your healing. I like it when it's easy and they just come to the altar. But sometimes somebody's got to push that little spirit. But y'all get to the point where you're not scared to ask for something.
Yes.
You're not scared to worship God in the Spirit.
Amen.
I mean, when we get a little crazy for Jesus, oh, the angels start to rejoice, brother.
Yes.
The angels start to get happy.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. When we really start to do the works of God and people start to get healed and cancer starts to die and people start to get delivered, that's what's going to fill your church.
Yes.
It's not good music.
Yes.
It's not good preaching.
Yes.
But it's the works that God promised
yes.
us. For in the latter time, he said, you will do greater works
yes.
than I did.
Yes.
Oh, man, he did some great works. And he said, we'll do greater works. But you've got to have one accord and the right heart to get to that greater work. You've got to have right, the right heart and the right soul in you to get to those works. She was healed yet. God said, hey, I had no problem since you prayed for me. is wanting to do something special in this little revival.
Yes.
But if we are not in one accord as a church and as an evangelist, and we're not expecting God to do something to bring people in, it's not going to happen.
Amen.
It's not going to happen. But and even out there, Facebook, if you're not expecting God to do something in your life, it's not going to happen. You've got to be in one accord with the Holy Spirit. You've got to be in one accord to let them know, to tell God that you're serious. God, the Bible says, go boldly to the throne of grace. Go boldly. It didn't say go shyly. It didn't say go timidly. But it said go boldly. Father, I need something today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I need some souls saved, God. I need some people healed today, God. Lord God, I will honor you, Lord God. Lord God, I will praise you, Lord Jesus, for everything in the ministry that you do. I would boldly do it, bro. But now if I pray like this, God, we need you to just help us out with the ministry and take care of everything. No, that's not how you pray. I'm telling you, my finances are God. You said I shall prosper. God, I need to walk into these people and they need to buy stuff without me asking. It's starting to happen, Pastor Susan. Because I went boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to give you one of those towels. And it says your young men shall see visions. So when that baby tells you, hey, mama, daddy, I saw an angel. And they're sitting in church. You better believe that baby.
Yes, amen.
You better start rejoicing because Jesus Christ is there right there with the angel. It may not be him himself, but he may have sent some angels to do his work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And let me tell you something else. When that baby says he sees something dark in his room, you better get some anointing on. You better anoint on that room. There's something trying to creep in your house right there.
Yes,
amen.
And I'm trying to let y'all understand. With this revival, y'all have the authority to command things to die and to leave.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. But it don't stop there. It says, and your old men shall dream dreams. I told my wife I started dreaming dreams, so I guess I got old now. She thought that was really funny. I said, but I want to go back to seeing visions. But that's okay. Y'all may get to hear about the dream that I've had three times in a row. I may even have it tonight. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow night. That's what God said it was for tomorrow night, so I got to save it. I want to tell you right now. And on my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour into those days the Spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, anybody that is of God has these gifts that they can use.
Yes.
And I feel in that latter days coming that there's going to be a minister come here, maybe JP, that they're going to talk about the nine gifts of the Spirit. God's not ordained me to talk about that yet. I can't do it yet. I can talk about some, but I can't do a sermon on it until God tells me I can.
Yes.
I got one prepared. But when he tells me I can, I will.
Amen.
And I will sue the wonders in heaven above and the signs of earth below, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, but the great day and the noble day of the Lord to come. The Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We just think, let that be behind.
Yes.
He shall be saved.
Yes.
So, see, the day of Pentecost wasn't just about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It was about people getting saved, too. But they couldn't do that until the Holy Spirit got there. But now, we should walk and talk and be just like Jesus. We should take Jesus' characteristics of friendliness, of passion, of love for our neighbor. He said the greatest commandment is love one another.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
If you have, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you have hatred in your heart right now for somebody, I want you to say right now, God, forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. Because hatred cannot be in a woman, a man of God.
Yes, amen.
It will hinder the spirit. There's things in our life that will hinder the spirit if we do it. And a lot of it is us doing it ourselves. It's not the devil attacking us all the time.
Amen.
It's some things that we just do ourselves because we want to do it.
Amen.
But we'll blame it on the devil in a heartbeat. But sometimes it's ourselves blocking the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's something that I decided to do.
Come on.
In my flesh. For Paul said, I fight with my flesh daily.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I come to pass that whosoever shall call the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call the name of the Lord shall be saved. Again, that's for everybody.
Yes.
There's not no one or two or a thousand or a million. That's for everybody that will call upon the name of the Son of God named Jesus Christ that died on the cross, that rose on the third day. That is for everybody to be saved. And let me tell you something. This Holy Spirit that we're talking about right now is a gift because of that. It is not something that you got to work toward. It's not something that you got to be the saint of all saints to get. It is something that God gives you as a weapon. That's something that God gives you because He knows you're going to need it in the battle against the wiles of the devil.
Yes, amen. Yes. Yes.
And to him delivered by determined counsel and knowledge for God, of God, and taken and by wicked hands of crucified and slain, whom God has raised up and has loosened the pains of death, because it is not possible that he shall be holden of it. For David speaketh in him, I foresaw the Lord always by the face, for he is on my right hand, and I shall not be moved. I'm going to skip down some. Actually, I mean, this Jesus has God has raised up for wherever we are witnesses. I'm 32 for the ones that are following. Now I'll skip a few. Actually, let me go back to 30. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. By the loins of David, Jesus Christ was born. That was a prophecy back in the day. And let me tell you something. Because he was born through the fruits of David, that gave him the sonship. He was a sonship. And he was, because of Jesus, he was a sonship. And that gave him, because of King David, that gave him the authority of being a king. And let me tell you something. He sits on the right hand. Father, to intercede for you, to intercede for you, to intercede for you. All you got to do is tell him what you need. You don't need an evangelist to really tell you. You don't need an evangelist to really come up here and lay hands on you. You can lay hands on yourself and command sickness to die and it has to leave. You can lay hands on yourself. You can lay hands on your kid's husband. You can lay hands on your wife, husbands, and command it to die, for you're the man of the house. But there's a servant that said, for me and my house will serve the Lord. And I'm telling you today, I serve a mighty God that will honor that promise. I serve a mighty God that has the authority above everything. For that day between Friday and Sunday that he was raised, he went down to hell and took the keys in hand. Because he had another plan. That was just the beginning of the plan for us to be saved. He was raised that day. And then he said, I got something else. You know, when you think God has done everything he can do in your life, he brings up something else just to overwhelm you. Just to show you who he is.
Yes, glory.
See, when you start quit worrying about your finances and you can concentrate on the Holy Spirit of God, start just falling together so easy.
Yes, amen.
Oh, Brother Robert, I promise I pay my tithes. But I sit on the bench and I never worship them, but I pay my tithes. Pray and I ask. Let me tell you something. God inhabits his praise.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit loves to come down and praise and worship. Yeah. I have been in churches where people got healed just through praise and worship and nobody's ever touched me. I have been in churches where I have seen people get the Holy Spirit way back in the back. Nobody's ever touched them.
Yeah.
Because they were praising. They were in one accord with God at that time. They were one accord with the Holy Spirit at that time. And they knew that, hey, wait a minute. I know I'm going through a lot of struggles right now, but I got to get this old fleshly heart back to where it needs to be. I got to get this fleshly heart where it needs to be with God. I'm going to go to one more scripture and we're going to close here in a minute. I know I'm long-winded. I'm sorry, guys, but I got to do what God tells me.
Amen.
And I've been on fire this ever since the first day I preached here, sister. Amen. I don't know. My pastor goes, what happened to you? Ezekiel, we're going to turn to Ezekiel right quick. Chapter 36, verse 26 to 32, we'll read right quick. I will give you a new heart.
Yes.
scripture prepared. It's not even up there. I had to look it up on the tablet when I was praising. God said, hey, look up Ezekiel. I remember, look up the new heart.
Amen.
God will give you a new heart and put a, guess what? A new spirit within you.
Yes, amen.
Ooh, that was Ezekiel. That was before the Holy Spirit came upon us.
Yes, amen.
I think Ezekiel was prophesying, brother.
Yes.
Amen.
I will take the heart of stone and of flesh and give you a heart of flesh. The heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a flesh. I will put a spirit within you and cause you to walk in my stature.
Yes.
Ooh, that makes me happy, Paul. Walk in his stature.
Yes.
What did I tell you earlier? I want to be like Jesus.
Yes.
If your kids don't want to be like Jesus, you need to get them a church board.
Yes.
If your kids don't want to lay hands on people and watch them recover, you need to get them a church board. You got older ones, because I got a 23-year-old that's running out there. Just pray for him. God put a hook in his mouth and bring him back.
Yes, amen.
Because the Bible says if they bury, they shall come back. He's got to come back one day because it's what the Bible promises.
Yes, amen.
I will put a spirit in you and cause you to walk in my stature.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, to walk in Jesus' stature, that's a big shoes.
Yes.
But God gave me the power and the anointing to walk in.
Yes.
And you will keep my judgments and do them. We got to keep his commandments as part.
Amen.
If I have the Holy Spirit, I got to walk in right. And if I do somebody wrong, I got to forgive them. How many times? 70 times 70. That's a lot of times to forgive somebody. Then you shall dwell in the land that I give you to your father. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, I got a God that's awesome.
Yes, you do.
I got a God that went to build me a mansion.
Yes.
No human on here has built me a mansion yet.
I asked the camper people for an RV. I said, oh, look, I'm just going to be an evangelist. I'm going to start traveling. Won't you bless the evangelist with a camper? Hey, you never know. God said, ask.
Amen.
I'm just planting the seed. You know, you never know. They laughed at me. I said, no, I'm serious. God said, I'm going to bless me with a camper. A small one. I don't want a big one, just a small one. I fit on my little ST where I don't want, you know, I can travel a little. They just laughed at me. It was worth a try. It was a time for God. He'll provide when he needs it. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. My God is a deliverer. If you don't believe he's a deliverer, say, God, I accept you as my deliverer.
I accept you as my deliverer.
I accept you as my deliverer.
I accept you as my
deliverer.
I accept you as my healer.
God, I already accept you as my savior.
God, I already accept you.
But I accept you as my deliverer.
I accept you as my deliverer.
I accept you as my healer.
I accept you as my healer. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I will call for the grain of the multitude and bring no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the trees and increase your fields. To me, that means he's going to increase everything I need.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask for nothing. I'm just going to do his work. I'm just going to stay in the Holy Spirit and walk in the way he wants me to walk. And then everything else is going to be added unto me. Wait a minute, that says that in the Bible earlier. See, look at that. See how everything goes back the way?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I bet some of these prophets are heavy going, man. Look at them. Man, there's some people here that just don't get it. I need to go down there. God, let me go down there. No, you can't go down there. I will multiply the fruit of the trees and increase your fields. So you need not, again, bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds and will not good. You will loaf yourself into your own sight, your iniquities and your abomination. Not for your sake do I do this, saith the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confound for your own ways, O house of Israel.
Yes.
So if I don't have the Holy Spirit, you need to seek it. It may take just walking up here in faith. Somebody laying hands on you, you may get it like that. It may take you fasting and praying to get it. But God said it's a gift.
Yes.
It is something that you need. If you've not spoken tongues in the last month, God said, come up here right now. In the last month, if you've not spoken in tongues right now and you want it, God said, come up here right now. Y'all should already know, some of y'all, how I do altar calls. I don't beg it. I don't beg it. I like doing a fast because I know God's like, hey, look, the anointing's here, and we got to take it when it's there. So if you need a fresh anointing right now, some of y'all already prayed for me. Y'all saw what happened to the ones I prayed for earlier for the fresh anointing. Y'all need it? You need to come up here? Come on down right now. If you're If you're a husband and a wife couple and you've been attacked, you need to come up here right now. It stops today. Anybody else? Ready for the fresh anointing?
Yes.
You believe you can?
Yes.
Well, guess what?